Good morning and welcome. Am I on? All right, I'll talk a little bit louder. There we go. All right. I have a few announcements. This morning, before we get started, we have the nursery, which is available for those of you with children up to the age of two, just on the other side of the fellowship hall there. We also have the live stream playing in the teen room if you have children over the age of two still having trouble in the sanctuary this morning. We will have the Mother's Day program, so if you are attending Sunday school and want to stick around for the Mother's Day program, we'll dismiss Sunday school at 11:30. So Sunday school teachers, take note of that. We'll be back here in the sanctuary at 11:30 for the Mother's Day program. We are taking a couple trips with the youth group this summer. The first one is to Fort Thompson, South Dakota for the week of July 10th through the 15th. If you'd like to serve there, we will be helping out with their summer camp program, very similar to our VBS program here. And then we'll be helping out with their kindergarten through second grade camp that week, July 10th through the 15th. We'll also be going to Camp Barnabas, which is a camp for people with mental and physical disabilities in southern Missouri. We will be serving as counselors there and help for their camp there. That'll be July 30th through August 5th. So for either of those trips, if you're interested in coming or you have a student that might be interested in coming, please talk to me at some point today. That way we can start getting travel plans sorted out, and both of those registrations are closing very soon, so we can get those trips planned out. We have short-term missions trip funding applications in the foyer, so if you're going on a short-term missions trip and would like some assistance with fundraising, the church has a budget for that, so if you'd like to fill out an application, we have a missions committee meeting coming up this Wednesday. So if you could get those back by today, that would be great. If you would like to help out in the kitchen for fellowship time, I believe we have a sign up for that, either in the foyer, or you could talk to April about that. We do need some help with people helping out for fellowship time in the kitchen in the future, so if you want to help out with that, that would be appreciated. We also have VBS coming up. That'll be May 31st to June 3rd. We have registrations available for those of you with children 4 years old through just graduated sixth grade. If you would like to help out, we still need some volunteers. We need volunteers with the nursery, with the third and fourth graders, with the fifth and sixth graders, and then potentially some help in the kitchen. So if you'd like to help out with VBS, we've got some availability for volunteers there and some need for volunteers. The nice thing about helping out with an age group of VBS is you have all of the authority and none of the responsibility. You get to take the kids from rotation to rotation, keep them in line, and then the rotation leaders take it from there. So if you'd like to help out with VBS, that would be a great help, so that way we could serve those kids well as they're here. Are there any other announcements this morning? The call to worship is Psalm 23, verse 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And that scripture transitions very well to the song we're going to sing, Surely Goodness and Mercy. It's number 45 in your hymnals. Let's stand together and sing, Surely Goodness and Mercy. What are we going to do about this optional ending here, Janelle? One, two, three, where does it? Otherwise, we just stop right up there, okay? Okay, on the last verse, let's take that optional ending. That'll be fun. If you'll probably see me strain myself. So let's do that. The last verse, we're going to sing that optional ending, okay, because it's a big day. It's Mother's Day. Number 45, Surely Goodness and Mercy. A pilgrim was I and a wandering. In the cold night of sin I did roam. When Jesus, the kind shepherd, found me, And now I am on my way home. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. He restoreth my soul when I'm weary. He giveth me strength day by day. He leads me beside the still waters. He guards me each step of the way. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. When I walk through the dark, lonesome valley, my Savior will walk with me there, and safely His great hand will lead me to the mansions He's gone to prepare. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and I shall feast at the table spread for me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the days of my life. Thanks for singing with me. Take some time to greet each other and tell somebody you're glad to see them.
Good morning again, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers who are here. It's our opportunity for praises and prayer requests. Just a couple reminders of some emails that went out this week. I'm going to pray for the Lichty family. Tom's mom passed away this week, and then also Tammy's aunt Carol passed away, and so the Hoffmans are actually traveling to Michigan today for the service, and they plan to be coming back on Wednesday, so pray for safety for them and their travels. And of course, we're thankful for the rain that we got again. Do we have any other praises or prayer requests today? Paula.
My brother Jerome will have surgery to remove the spot on his lung tomorrow.
Okay, Paula's brother Jerome will have surgery tomorrow to remove the spot on his lung. I pray that that will go well. Have others? June.
I have a praise
Great. I'm glad to hear that. So June, her right eye is not having the issues that they thought that it might have. So that is a praise. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, Deanna. What was the name? Danberg?
Anderberg.
Okay. All right. Any others? Terry. Terry's having some issues with his back. So he just communicated that to me telepathically. I know you didn't hear him say anything. So pray for Terry and his back and pray that they can figure out what's going on. He said he's been to the chiropractor numerous times, and now they're looking for next step beyond that. So we'll pray for that. Any others? Sorry, Anita. Okay.
Her name is Pam.
Okay, so Anita's niece, Pamela, battling cancer. Okay. Any others? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the rain that we've received. We thank you for your faithful provision for our needs. We thank you for the opportunity this morning to come together to worship. And we thank you for this day that is specifically designated for honoring mothers. And we thank you for the gift of mothers and for the unique and special role that they play. And I pray that you would just give all of the moms who are here today, give them a special day. And pray that they would know how much they are appreciated and how thankful we are for them. We do pray that you would be with each of these requests that we have on our list, and those have been mentioned this morning. There are a number of areas where we would ask you to intervene, and we ask you to work in the lives of these individuals. We pray that you'd be with the surgeons where there's surgery involved, and give guidance to doctors where there's decisions that need to be made. We pray for comfort for families who've lost a loved one. We pray for the Lichty family with the passing of Tom's mom this week, for the Hoffman family and Tammy's aunt's homegoing this week, and also for the Anberg family and passing there this week. We just pray for a special measure of encouragement and comfort for each of them. We pray that you would be with Jerome and the surgery that he has tomorrow. We pray that you'd guide the surgeons as they perform that operation. We pray that it would be successful in removing what needs to be removed, and pray that there hasn't been anything that has spread beyond where they already know it to be. We pray that you'd be with Anita's niece, Pamela, as she's dealing with cancer. And we pray for strength and encouragement for her and for guidance and decisions that maybe need to be made there. And for Terry, we pray that you would help the doctors to be able to determine what needs to be done to help with the pain that he has in his back. We thank he's able to be here this morning, and we just pray that he would be able to get some relief from the discomfort that he has. We do pray that you would be with our teachers and students as they're finishing up their school year. We thank you for those college students. They're already done. We're seeing some faces this morning that we haven't seen for a while, as we have college students who've returned home, and we just thank you for being with them this year. For our K-12 students, we just pray that they would finish out well, and pray especially for our seniors as they are coming to the end of high school and preparing for that transition to what's next for them. We do pray for the ministries coming up during the summer, both the missions trip opportunities and with Vacation Bible School. We thank you for the opportunity that Vacation Bible School presents to provide fun activities and biblical instruction for the children that will be part of that. And we just pray that you would provide the helpers that we need to make that program run successfully. We pray that you would continue to be with our missionaries, and pray that you would watch over each of them. We pray for their physical health. We pray for discernment and the different responsibilities that they have and the opportunities that they're given to present the gospel. We pray especially for those who are leading services today, and we pray that you would guide them in the services. We pray especially this month for the persons, and we thank you for the work that they're involved in the Philippines, and we thank you for the praises that they have reported and the update that they've given to us, and we just pray that you would continue to meet their needs and the needs of their ministry. We continue to pray pray for the situation in Ukraine. We ask that there would be a resolution to the conflict. We pray that you would be with the believers who are there and the churches who are continuing to meet, and that are even finding people maybe are more receptive to the gospel in the face of the uncertainty and the turmoil that they're facing right now. We just pray that you would encourage them and just bless their efforts to show your love to others and be an encouragement to others. We thank you for those who are outside of Ukraine but are faithfully serving in ways to try to help both meet the needs of those still in Ukraine and to help with the refugees who are able to leave Ukraine. We do pray for our church body here and for our ministries here in this church, and we pray that you would continue to provide for our financial needs. We pray that we would be good stewards of what you entrust us with. We pray that you would bless each one who gives and helps to meet the needs of our body. We just pray that you would be with the rest of our service time this morning and the rest of our activities today with Sunday school and the recognition of the mothers and then the youth group tonight. We just thank you for each person who is involved in our church, each one who is in attendance here today. We pray that each one would be encouraged and that we would take something from our time together this morning that we can apply in our lives. We just thank you most of all for the gift of your son, Jesus. Thank you for your love for us, the salvation that you have given to us through your son. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before we get going, I want to welcome everybody first. I'd like every mother in here to stand a minute. Stand if you're a mother. Okay, now I want every woman to stand in this. Every woman, if you're a mother or not, stand. as I look around this room, whether you're a mother, a grandmother, a teacher, a helper, someone, you mother in many different ways, whether it's to little people, big people, a friend, even grandmothers, we mother to grandmothers because that's who God calls us to be. He calls us to be a woman that he made out of love, out of compassion, out of tenderness, to teach, to discipline, to show compassion, to come alongside each other. And I think it's an amazing thing that God made women, and he made us in his love and in his image. So today, as today is Mother's Day, but every day, hold yourself, praise yourself, because the Lord made you and he gave you all the gifts you have. Go ahead and be seated. Yes. We're going to sing this morning. We're going to praise the Lord. We're going to love him because he is our Savior. So please stand, everybody. Come sing with us. I know. I had to do it first because if you stood, then everybody would see each other.
Thousands elsewhere. our songs this morning might not directly speak about mothers, but I think they can greatly describe a mother's love, which is probably a lot like God's love and dad's love, and we're, you know, if we are loving like God has called us to do, then that's something pretty great. But it's hard to find worship songs that are praising to God, but also talking about moms. But these are the closest that I could, or that we could come up with for this week. And just, I thought it was a good reminder of a mother's love. And, you know, mom is always there. Usually you can call mom about any time. So that's just something quite special that, you know, as Deb was saying, there's something, I lost the word that I had in mind, but there's something special about a mother's love, and it's only a mother can love like that. So let's continue with our next song.
Go ahead and be seated. As we get ready to sing this last song together and we prepare for the message that Pastor is going to come and bring, there is so much power in this next song about the way we breathe and the air that we breathe. And that air and that breath comes from God. It comes from Him dwelling in us. It comes from Him living in us and then how we love Him. So take the time as we sing this song to really feel His presence.
Thank you.
Father, we do thank you for the reminder in these lyrics of just how much we need you, how dependent we are upon you, and we thank you that you're always there. You're always willing to listen to our prayers. You know our needs. You care about what we care about. We thank you for your love for us and the gift of your Son. In his name we pray. Amen.